Bethany. Stop. No, for real. Look, I'm gonna get more. Does anybody want anything? Refills. Refills, come on, ladies. No? Fine. I'll just get some for myself then. Kitchen. Right. It's this way? God, if you insist. Who might you be? You're not. Who are you exactly? Her son, right? I thought you were off at college. What happened to that? Oh, it's out right now. Is that right? So you're here. No, yeah, that makes sense. Well, it's a funny story, actually. My glass was full until I drank everything in it, so now I'm in here to get more. As soon as I find it, that is. Oh, look at you. You're already having some of your own. Would you mind pouring me some? I desperately need a refill. Would you mind? Oh, what a sweetheart. Thank you. Well, we just thought it would be fun if we had, like, get together. A sleepover, if you will. I know, at our big age. But, you know, we grew up doing it, and since we have more free time now, it just seemed like a fun thing to do. Here we are, drinking, having a sleepover. If I'd known you were going to be here, perhaps I would have mourned something a little bit more. A little bit less if. You know. Anyways, I better get back, shouldn't I? I don't want to bother you, after all. I'm sure you've got a homework or something. Whatever college students do. Oh, is that right? Well, are you sure you want me to keep you company? Well, I suppose they won't miss me too much. Oh, pulling out the chair for me. What a gentleman. I'm getting awfully tired. Well, drinking doesn't have the same effect on me as it used to. I don't know, I get so tired now. I don't think it was always like that. You'll understand one day, I'm sure. Is that right now? I'm not that much older than you. And out of curiosity, how old do you think I am? You are lying through your teeth. That poor attempt at flattery was obvious, to say the least. No, you know damn well I'm not 23. Go on. Give me a real guess. I won't be offended. Closer, but you're still trying to impress me for whatever reason. Forty. Come on, you can guess the second number, surely. There you go. 43. Not 23. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're trying to flirt with me. What does that mean? I am. Am I? I'm gonna find out. And how exactly do you plan on me finding out if you're not simply going to tell me? Alright. What exactly could you possibly want to know about me then? I take it you didn't hear then. Bill and I split up last year. Was that 2 years? Whatever. I couldn't care less. That is long in my rearview mirror. What about you? Seeing any particularly energetic and uppity college women? Not your thing, eh? And tell me, what exactly is your thing? Why did you ask me to sit down with you? Come on. Gonna need you to be a little bit more forward. If there's one thing I know about your mother, it's that she loves gossip. She loves to yap about every little detail. So, I know that you already knew Bill and I have been separated for a while now. And yet you asked anyways. Is that right? And what if I was open to that? Would that be so bad? Are you asking me out? I'll say I'm surprised, but not disinterested. No, I totally get it. You wouldn't want to piss your mom off. It's alright. Even my dirty little secret. It can be just between you and I if you wish. And we're both adults. I don't see what the issue could possibly be. Well then, you'd better take this. My phone number, of course. How else do you plan on keeping in contact with me? There. Oh, no, no, no. You'll be planning all of it. If you want to take me somewhere, then take me. I'm not going to tell you where to take me. I'm far too old for all of that. The track you're on right now is a good one. Keep going. I don't chase. Right. No, whatever you say, I believe you. Well, you'd better refill my glass. Because, as intoxicated as I'm sure they are, they'll be wondering where I am. I need to head back. What do you mean by that? Well, the rest of the girls were just gonna make pallets or something. Oh, but my back cannot stand that, so who's gonna sleep in here on the couch? Why? What are you insinuating, Speak plainly, please. Are you offering me somewhere else to sleep? Somewhere more comfortable, perhaps? I see. Right, because you're just so concerned. No, I know exactly what you mean. Don't worry. Well, perhaps I could consider it. I mean, it is a generous offer after all. My poor back and hips. My neck even, they would feel so much better knowing they don't have to sleep on this rough couch. Well, it's very kind of you to offer up your bed. Where will you sleep? In here? Is it a trade, perhaps? Well, then I'm afraid I don't know what you mean. You'll need to spell it out for me. I see. So, you don't mean trading. Is that right? Well, I'm sorry, but I believe I already mentioned that I don't chase. If you want something, you're gonna have to say it. Word for word. I don't like games. Whatever's on your mind, well, you must simply speak. After all, I'm no telepath. I know. What a cruel world we're living in. You actually have to say what you mean. You want me to come sleep in your bed with you and probably do heinous, disgusting things to me while your mother is in the room just over. That sounds so filthy. I feel like I should be offended. You think that would be something I would be up for? I'm fucking with you. Now, where is it? Your bedroom? I can't find it on my own, can I? Right, that's what I thought. So, quickly, come on. Nope. Wow. I don't know what I expected it to look like. Certainly not like this. I suppose I'd better get comfortable. Cold sheets. Soft mattress. I'd say this will do just fine. But I gather we won't actually be doing much sleeping, will we? I didn't think so. You won't be needing this. This pillow. Because I want to. I don't know. One just isn't enough. Aren't you going to take it back? Well, I kind of just thought that you would tease me a bit. I didn't think you'd actually just give it to me. Such devotion. It's truly unrivaled. Surely you weren't that captivated. Wait. The cutest thing is I think you might actually be being sincere. Well, if you're that eager to make me happy, you wouldn't mind if I teach you a few tricks to make sure you know exactly how to pleasure me. Good. Good. Let's call it your training. Not that this will help with your training, but it will definitely make me enjoy teaching you. There's a bit more tension between the two of us. Ah. I forgot to prep. Just a second. Let's go here. I just had to grab this. But same sex is so important. You didn't really think I was going to let you get it raw, did you? Oh, that sounds like your mistake, doesn't it? We never rest, unfortunately. You'd better get used to pulling all-nighters. For one reason or another. Don't stop. No. 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 Look. 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 Oh my God. No. That's right. Finish all over my back. I'm going to sleep so amazingly tonight. You truly tired me out in a way I didn't know possible. Of course you can cuddle me. But only if you're the little spoon. Kidding. Maybe.